Hello and welcome to Real Estate and the Adventures of Parenthood. Okay, I know it's been a little bit. Don't get upset with me. I have a lot of things going on. First of all, I do want to let you guys know I'm officially licensed in Puerto Rico. Yes, people, you're going to be like, and no, you do not need a license to actually go to Puerto Rico if you did not know that. Yes. What is a currency in Puerto Rico? It is actually American dollars. And you know what? Just in case if you did not know what the American dollar is, you know, those, ta-da, these are the ones. Okay, we got Lincoln here. And we got George Washington, of course, number one, number five. I know for those of you that are just listening to my podcast, if you go to YouTube, you will be able to see the video and what I'm doing. I'm showing a dollar number one and then $5 too. But a lot of, there's been a lot of things going on in my life. And I want to say, I'm sorry because I've not been as much active on my podcast as I should be. But guess what? I'm changing a little bit the dynamic of my podcast. I know I used to talk a lot about dating and also continue talking about, you know, parenting. But in this case, I want to let you guys know that there's a lot of things going on, especially in my personal life. I'm not so sure if I had talked about my parents getting really sick. So back in July, my grandfather passed away and everything changed. My dad got really sick after my grandfather passed away, to the point that we thought he was going to go, like November. I've been back and forth. It's been a crazy. Okay, so let me explain. July, my grandfather passed away. My dad, he says he starts having like really drastic back pain. And I did remember that when I was there with the kids, because usually my dad is like, my parents get the kids for the whole summer. And my dad's like, oh no, it's my sciatic pain, my sciatic pain, my sciatic pain. I'm like, Dad, it's not sciatic. That's just weird. You've been having that same pain for 3 to 5 years. And my dad's like, no, I've been to like 3 to 4 doctors. I've been around the island. They say it's a sciatic pain. So end of like mid-August, end of August, my dad gets hospitalized. So my dad has never been hospitalized. My mom has never been. Well, my mom was hospitalized too. So September hits. Well, August hits. September hits. My dad has been to hospital. And my mom was like, oh no, it's kidneys. It's his kidneys. I'm like, okay, whatever. So they released him from a hospital. Now he's back at the hospital. He passes out. My dad is to the point that he cannot walk at all. So as my dad can't walk, that's like very tedious for my mom. And it's a big weight on my mom because my dad needs a lot of help then. And my dad is a big guy. So September comes around. My dad's back in the hospital. As my dad is back in the hospital, he's like, my mom's like, well, we got his results. And this was like on a Wednesday or something like that. But I will tell you when you get here, we'll tell you what's really going on. And I'm like, Mom, what the fuck is going on? Tell me. She's like, no. I think this should be an in-person conversation. I'm like, what? Are you guys dying or something? What is it? Little did I know. Anyways, 4 hours later, I'm already in a flight on my way there. I'm like, well, I'll see you in a couple hours. I'll see you there. My dad did not want to see me. He didn't want to see me at all. My mom has lupus. She's been dealing with this for about 30 years now, since 1994. And she's like, you know what? I will see you there. Don't worry about it. My mom cannot tolerate cold weather. And to this point, I'm at the hospital. My aunt is like, look, Cindy, I understand. Your dad doesn't want to see you. And I'm like, look, what is really going on? So me, my happy little self, sassy, I take everything as a joke. But honestly, sometimes I'm really hurting deep inside. It's like, oh gosh, you know, the pain and all that. Sometimes I just seem a little bit, you know, that I'm unemotional. But anyways, moving forward. So I get to the hospital. My dad has cancer, stage 3 cancer, myeloma, melanoma. I've never heard that in my life. My family, nobody in my family has ever had cancer. Usually my family dies of Alzheimer's and dementia. My great-grandmother died of Alzheimer's. My great-grandfather, my great-uncle, my great-aunt, my grandfather that passed away in July. And I'm like, what? There has to be a mistake. I started texting back and forth to all my medical friends. And they're like, Cindy, this is real. I'm like, this is impossible. You're wrong. So I was going through the whole stage of denial, grieving too, because I'm like, shoot, you know what? My family's getting sick. Now, I've only talked about my dad. And I'm going to tell you outright, this is a 2-for-1 deal here. So my mom, she starts coughing blood out of her lungs. And she doesn't want to go to the doctor. She's being stubborn. She's not taking her medications. And I'm like, great. You know what? What is this? So she finally goes to the doctor, and they find like, there's like 5, I would say it's not like 5 tumors, kind of like little tumors in her lungs. So yeah. And that's because of the lupus, because she's been with a lot of stress and all that lately. And of course, you know what? Who wouldn't be with a lot of stress, right? And so my back and forth between here and Puerto Rico has been completely changed. I've never thought I would be going to Puerto Rico this much, because now I'm 1 week in Puerto Rico, 1 week in Georgia, 1 week in Puerto Rico, 1 week in Georgia. And you might be asking yourself, well, what are you doing for work? Well, of course I'm working here. And officially, I am licensed in Puerto Rico, which is amazing, because now I can help you guys get a vacation home. And if you guys look at Act 60, which is Ley 60, which is Law 60, Act 60 actually saves a lot of people a lot of money. And you actually have to buy a house down there. So if you're ever looking to a place to go, hit me up. I will tell you the great places. I've had a lot of friends that have been meeting me down in Puerto Rico. Anyways, now back moving to my parents. So I've been dealing with back and forth situation as to both my parents have become my children, because some of them, sometimes they don't listen. And believe me, it's been a little bit stressful for me. And like I said, it's been completely different. This is not something that I was expecting in my life, because usually I see my parents once a month, but not 2 or 3 times a month, especially like, hey, mom, see you later. It's usually for 2 or 3 days, but November actually hit me really hard because I was going back and forth. I'm like, I need to get into a routine. I usually, like every day, I wake up between 4 and 4:30. I'm at the gym around 4:30 already. And I found a trainer down there, and it's amazing. I've been training every single day consistently. So I've actually found a routine in Puerto Rico and in Georgia. So now I'm trying to get back to the podcast, everything that I've been doing normally before this whole situation happened. And you might be like, are you okay? Well, yeah, I'm okay. You know what? It does hit me hard sometimes, because life is too short to miss out on opportunities. And sometimes you don't know when life is going to be gone. Like, and this has made me realize, like, it's been now for a few years that has made me think about, like, okay, I work, I have fun, I work hard, I play hard, now what? And family to me is really, really important. Like, in Puerto Rico, there's a completely different culture, meaning that people care more about family and having fun and enjoying life than actually working. And believe it or not, I mean, Puerto Ricans take holidays, everybody holidays. You know what? Puerto Rico's holidays and the U.S. territories holidays, meaning, you know what? America's holidays. So federal holidays, state holidays, Puerto Rico holidays, you know what? You name it. And like I said, it's been a hell of a ride. I know, like, for the past 8 months, my dad has not been able to walk, you know, going through that situation. And believe me, I completely understand now, like, people that are taking care of their families, like, it, I'm going to give them kudos, because it is not an easy job. It is not a freaking easy job, to the point that, you know, I've learned how to change adult diapers. And you might be like, wait, what? Yes, adult diapers, to the point that I saw my dad, that he was laying there without being able to walk, having him like, okay, so let me help you. Let me help you get up. And it was very hard for me during that time, because it's like, even though I've been posting these, you know, funny videos and all that, but it was not a funny and fun time. Like, I would make, you know, sometimes people can smile, but you don't see what they're really going through, or it's not what it seems like. And dealing with the whole cancer situation, finding that out, having your dad in pain, to the point that I remember, like, because usually when I go to my parents' house, I sleep on the couch. It's not because there's not room. There's room and all that, but I tend to just sleep by my dad, because we've had to make so many modifications to the house. So he was sleeping in his bed, his hospital bed, and I would sleep on the couch, and he would wake up in so much freaking pain that I was like, oh my gosh. And I remember, it's like having a newborn. But in this case, it was like so stressful. And it's not that it was only stressful, but it was like, I got to the point that I felt like I couldn't do anything, because my dad was in so much pain. And I'm like, I wish I could take my dad's pain away and just get it, you know, just have that pain myself. Because you know what? I feel like I'm a stronger person to a certain point. I mean, and it was like, I would say it was so stressful, and it was, I would say it's not nerve-wracking. It was like, I didn't have, like, I feel like I had no choice, because I did not know how to make my dad feel better. I mean, and I keep on saying, like, I call like so many friends that night. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. My dad was like, I'm in so much pain. He was screaming. He was, you know, it was like, it was horrible. It was really bad, to the point that I was trying to find some CBD gummies for my dad. And my dad's like, no, I've never had this before. But even that, I mean, giving him some CBD gummies, the pain wouldn't go away. And so the medical system in Puerto Rico is a disaster. What I'm telling you, it is a disaster. You could be there for weeks. You could be there for months. You won't get an appointment a year and a half later. Yes, people. Like, if you miss your appointment today, you're screwed, because you won't get an appointment till like a month, 2 months later, depending on what type of medical needs you need. And yes, if you're looking for a general doctor, yeah, you can find one around the corner. But some of these doctors we're talking about, they're like 70, 80 years old, and it's hard to get into. And in Puerto Rico, there's a huge lack of medical personnel. Like, when I was in the hospital, and I joke about this all the time, it was like self-serve hospital. You bring everything. I'm like, do you need to bring your own nurse and your own doctor to this? They won't supply for anything. Pillows, blankets, nothing. Some of the meds, you actually have to go out and buy them too. Yes, I'm talking about this. And finding medication, like if it's like a specialized medication, it is such a hectic, it is very, very hard to find because they don't have like here, you know what, you can go to Walgreens or CVS. These are specialized medications that you actually have to go ahead and find certain pharmacies. And these pharmacies, like most of the pharmacies that up down there, they're old with security. They won't let you in. If they see you a little bit sketchy, you're not getting in. And they have like, you need a prescription. You have to get your prescription in person. And if you're getting it for someone else, you have to have a written authorization, license. Yes, because this is a little bit crazy what I'm going to say, but pharmacies have been robbed because they carry hydrocodone, all these narcotics. I think there was like one, I think it's like Motrin or something. I'm like, seriously, you can't even get Motrin? Yep. And some of these mom and pop pharmacies are easy to get like medications and all that, but it depends. I mean, it's a little bit crazy. And sometimes it's frustrating because they don't answer the phone. The medications are not there. And you're like, why don't you bring your dad over here to the States? My dad doesn't want to move. First of all, we talked about that. But at the same time, my dad has his own business over there, which I'm actually helping him run. And it's not all, like I said, it's not everything like it seems like. But when I go down there, I'm working for my parents. It's not like, hey, you know what? I'm working for, you know, I'm working for me. It is very, very demanding. And my dad has a lot of clientele and there's a lot of things that need to be get done. So yeah, that is my past 8 months. And I guess this is why I haven't been posting or talking on my podcast lately. I know things have changed. Like I said, I'm active broker in Puerto Rico and I'm a realtor in Georgia. Will I give up my license in Georgia? No, I'm not. I'm just going to continue back and forth. As of now, have I been dating? Yes, I have. Puerto Rico is a completely different way of dating. It is so interesting because down there, you can have Tinder, you can have Bumble, but the best way of meeting people is just going out. Because keep in mind, in Puerto Rico, it's all about party. Party lifestyle, family, you know a friend that knows a friend. You know, Puerto Rico is so small that you get to know everybody. And if you know one person, you bet you're going to know someone that knows someone that knows someone that knows someone, which has been really interesting. I'm still single. It's been crazy. I'm not to this point right now with everything going on. I'm not really like, oh yeah, I want to date. I'm going to fall in love. Look, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, guess what? It doesn't. You know what? What is meant for you is never going to pass you. And if it's meant for you, it will come back to you sooner or later. You just have to be patient. And sometimes when you're not looking, you'll find it. You'll get it. But I'm still on dating apps. I'm actually getting more business on dating apps in regards to real estate than dates. I'm just so sick and tired of the whole dating perspective of being stood up, catfished, waste of time, actually. You know what? I'll send you, like, I've had more success sending these guys to my lender, getting them pre-approved, finding them what they need, and getting them under contract. That, for me, has been more lucrative than going on a date. Coffee date? You don't need to meet me for a coffee date. I need your pre-approval. Can you buy a house? Do you have the proof of funds? Perfect. Yes. Now, I've been on the dating side. Now, let's talk a little bit about crypto. Cryptocurrency, keep in mind, it's been going up and down. And the halving is going to happen April 20th. A lot of people are prepared. A lot of people are excited. So I've been working with a few clients too that are looking to buy with cryptocurrency. So Gotta stay tuned to find out, what am I doing? Am I still reinvesting in cryptocurrency? Yes, I am. Yeah, that is what I have so far. Of course, I'm doing real estate. Yeah, so you guys have any questions, any comments, please feel free to contact me, send me a message. If you're interested in looking to buy and sell real estate in Georgia or Puerto Rico, where else am I deactivated? Let me see. Or not active or inactive as an agent? Louisiana, North Dakota. I'm not going to Louisiana, North Dakota. Just because right now that's not my interest. My brother moved to Mexico and North Dakota. Who really wants to go up there? It's cold. But I am enjoying the tropical life. It's actually, this whole situation's actually made me think and value family more than ever. I've been living away from Puerto Rico since 2008, and family for me is so important. My kids are really important, and having that time with them and making memories is something that you will never be able to recuperate or change. Time is something that you can't buy, you can't get back. So live in the present and for the future. Don't stay in the past, because if you are staying in the past, you're going to miss a lot of opportunities. And I'm going to tell you about this too. If you're holding onto someone that broke your heart, walk away. Walk away and enjoy life. Live for you, because if you wait, you might not ever get that time back. And you won't get that time back again, because you know what? Today you're alive, but what about tomorrow? Tomorrow something might happen to you, or you may never wake up. So think about that. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I'm going to try to do episodes on a weekly basis moving forward. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Let me know. Contact me through social media platforms, Cindy Pressgraves, and you can find me anywhere. So this is Cindy Pressgraves with Real Estate and the Adventures of Parenthood. And guys, stay tuned. Have a beautiful day.